Okay, so I know this is a little bit complicated, so let's try on the board. But you know, I don't know how much that always helps. I was listening last night while doing chores and exercising to one of Myra Bayam Shearim on it. Now, he is better than me at this. He posts not only the sources, but a picture of the board, but it really doesn't help.
Oh
Right?
my. Whoa.
Right? That doesn't help very much.
Yeah, just email us this one for every
Yeah.
day.
Yeah, that, I don't know. Yeah, I think that helps better than that. That's, anyways, so you can look at it, Kobe. I don't know how much that helps. So our goal here is to figure out the nature of Bedikah and its connection with the D'oraitas, okay? So let us try to do this, okay? There are different ways we can organize this. I'm sorry, I'm short. I can't do this. I hate boards. It's like it reminds me how short I am every time I have to write on a board, especially when there are many possibilities, because I can't just start from here. Okay? What? Exactly. I mean, I can borrow one of you, but fine. Okay? Let's start with Bedikah. Fine? So far we have two shitot, right? We have Rashi, who says what? You have to avoid, right? Okay, Bal Yirah, Ubal Yimatzeh, I'm not writing that all out, okay? Right? And then Tosfot says that it's, right, to avoid eating, right? Yes? So far this is clear. Yeah? So Rashi says the reason for Bedikah is to avoid Bal Yirah, and Tosfot said it's to avoid eating it. Now, Tosfot's problem with Rashi is what?
It's all already prepared.
Yeah, but don't take it.
Right? So Tosfot says, right, which is, right, if what? Right? If you were, right, mivatel, then, right, you don't violate Bal Yirah. Right, don't see it, don't find it. Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, right? Correct? Right? So why do you need, right? Meaning, Bedikah doesn't prevent Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. Bittul prevents Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. Yes? Okay. So, yeah. Say again?
You're not vilifying it as coming, you're vilifying it as some evil.
Well, we don't. Well, okay. What you just said is a machloket rishonim, right? Both sides of what you just said. We will have to ask what bittul is, but okay, let's just lay it out, okay? So we started by trying to understand Rashi, right? Which is the Gemara says that you need to do bittul, and bittul ba'alma, right? Sagi. And the bittul is enough. Right? Well,
it says you need to do
good. So look, so why don't we take a second and look at the Gemara that Tosfot is basing himself on, right? So look at the Gemara on Daladam Bet, right? As you see, I put it here, right? I will never put any of the Gemara from Psachim on the sheet because you should be able to look at it in Psachim. Right? So the Gemara on Daladam Bet says what? Where it says, look at the Gemara on Daladam Bet. Dalit of a bet, or did I mistype and write and Dalit of an Aleph?
Anyone know the line?
Oh, sorry. Right? So the Gemara says, right, I don't want to get into the whole discussion yet, but the Gemara is talking about who is believed to tell you that Bedikah has been properly performed in your house. Okay? So the Gemara says, you got it? So the Gemara goes through different people who might or might not believe. And then the Gemara says, Ma'u detema lo lemnu rabbanan. You might have thought that for whatever reason we don't believe such people. Kamash malan, the Gemara says, Kevan de Bedikah chameit mi de rabbanan. Since Bedikah is only rabbinic. Because biblically it is sufficient to nullify it. Hemnu Rabbanan v'dirabbanan. The rabbis believed this person about the effective bittul, because since the whole law of bittul is Rabbanan, so they can waive the normal standards of ne'emanut, the normal requirements of believability, and they allow you to believe these people in the context of bidin, right? So the Gemara, so Tosafot points to the Gemara and says, it seems pretty clearly, right, that in order to avoid Bali Ra, Bali Yematze, what you need is bittul. Yes? And bidika is a rabbinic requirement, so why didn't Rashi just say that? The second relevant Gemara for Tosafot is, so, right, there's two arguments that Tosafot makes, right? One is, right, there's two things that are implicit in Tosafot, right? One is, now what? Bittul solves Bali Yirah, right? And two is that Bidika is, right, equals don't eat, right? Don't eat accidentally. Fine? Right? Meaning he says, right, Bittul is enough to solve Bali Yirah, so Bidika must be something else, right? Where does he get the idea that Bidika, the Bittul solves Bal Yirah? Dalet Amud Bet, right? Maybe this is hard to say, so. Okay, 4B. Better? Okay. Where does he get the idea that Bidika is to prevent eating? On Yud Amud Bet, right? So what does the Gemara on Yud Amud Bet say? So the Gemara says, Boy Rava, Kikar Bishmei Korah, Sarich lo sulam lahorida o ein sarich. If you have a loaf of bread in your ceiling, do you need to go get a ladder to take it down? Mi amrinan, do you say kule hai lo atrichu rabbanan kevin lo nochet minavshe lo ati lemichle? Do you say that the rabbis don't drive you this crazy? Right, because since it's not easy to get there, you're not going to eat it. O Dilma Zimnin Dinafal Vaate Lemichle. Or you'll say, well, sometimes it'll fall, and then you might eat week old bread that was in your the rafters of your house. It's beautiful, it's just wonderful. It gets a nice yes, exactly. Right? It gets some nice colors, you know, some greens, some extra blacks, you know, some moles.
We can clean our sourdough starter.
Yes, exactly. So, right, so the Gemara says, the imzim shalom zimin denafalati mechle, and even if you're going to say, well, sometimes it falls and you come eat it, kikar bibor tzarech sulam la'alota. Oh, ein sarich. What if it's not high up, but it's low down, and, you know, things don't fall up, right? So if it's at the bottom of a pit, do you have to go get it? So, hach avadet lo avidav, the salka minafsha. Here, you won't end up accessing it by yourself. Or maybe you might go down to use the bathroom or something in a pit.
And find
the gold bread in which other people also urinated over it. It's even more appealing. It's just great, the difference of lifestyles that we have. And this is why I wouldn't live 300 years ago if given the choice, because, you know, indoor plumbing. Gemara says, okay, fine. Pit, you might go down. Rafters, it might fall. What if it is in the mouth of a snake? Do I have to get a snake charmer to? That's what it says. Kikar b'finachash sarech chaver lohotzio ein sarech. You don't believe me, right? The Gemara says literally, if you see it in the mouth of a snake, do I have to go get a snake charmer in order to successfully get the bread out of his mouth so that I can destroy it? It's Akasha, maybe you don't need a snake charmer, maybe you just need a partial mouth. Oh,
there are so many problems with that.
I don't know what good it is. So the Gemara says, "Begufa etrachu rabbanan." Maybe we make you put an effort, but mimamone lo etrachu rabbanan. We don't make you spend money. Odom aloshna. And the Gemara's answer, teiku. I don't know. What does teiku mean, by the way? It's not resolved. Correct. Why? Why? Because teiku in Hebrew would just be teiku. Let it stand. Right. Let the question stand. It is not Tishbi Yitar, it's Kushiyot Gabaya, right, which is Eliyahu should answer all the questions. It is not that. It's not. I mean, it's very nice, but it's not that. Right? And the Achronim get so into it. They're like, oh, Tishbi, but wait a second. You're already talking about this Bimosa Mashiach. So why would you ask Eliyahu? There'll be Tchiasa Mesim, and Moshe could answer. It should be Meku. I kid you not. This is discussions in Achronim. I'm like, no, you don't understand, because Moshe is not the shofet in your generation, but since Eliyahu lived forever, he's always shofet Shivyamecha. Oh, there's like way too much lumdus going on what starts off as a grammatical mistake. You know.
Maybe there are another Gemara that says you can't leave water in an open cup overnight because a snake might drop poison in it.
Yes.
If that's true, then Arji wouldn't eat the bread that came out of a snake's literal mouth.
Maybe it wasn't a poisonous snake. Maybe it was.
Snakes are attracted to water that's left out overnight.
To bread, yes.
Why would a snake eat moldy bread?
Okay, fine.
So,
moldy bread, guys. So what do we have? So just to review, according to Tosafot, Tosafot makes 2 points. Right? One is that Bidul solves Bali Matse, so you don't need Bidika to solve that problem. And the second is that what is Bidika? It's to avoid eating it. Right? And that one he gets from Daf Dalit, one he gets from Daf Yud. Okay? That's just the facts on the table. But let's go back to Rashi. So let's explain Rashi. Rashi, why does Rashi say that we need Bidika to avoid Bali Ra'a? So what did we say yesterday? So you're going to have to remind me who said this yesterday. So yesterday, you all moved seats. So, okay, right? So who said yesterday that maybe Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze, right? Maybe, okay, one possibility was parallel to Rashi, but not actually Rashi, which was to say, listen, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze is passive. And maybe Bittel gets you out of the passive thing, but you could construct a logic in which you need Bidika because you also need to be active based on the mitzvah of Tashbitu. He said it's a very good svara. It doesn't mean Rashi himself, because Rashi focuses on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze, which themselves are passive, as opposed to Tashbitu, which might be positive. Right? It was you? It was you. Okay. Okay, good. We're going to include here possibilities that either explain Rashi or could explain a parallel sheet to the Rashi, okay? So possibility one is, right, that, and this is not Rashi, but let's say a parallel, okay, is Bal Yirah is passive, right? And for this, you could get away with Bittel. But maybe Bidika, which enables actual destruction, right? Let's say active Bior, right? Is a better way of being Mekayim Tashbitu. Okay? Possibility one. Possibility two was that what? So this was a series of answers. That what? That Bittel, right? Bittel is limited to certain cases. And in other cases, Bidika is needed. Okay? So we said yesterday we had possibility one, which was quantity slash the quality of chametz, meaning, right? If it is, right, such high quality that you wouldn't want to do bittul, so then you need bedika, right? And possibility two is that what? It's either or, meaning bedika can accomplish what bittul accomplishes. And bittul ba'al masagi, what is the word bittul ba'al masagi? It's sufficient. It doesn't mean that you need both. What does it mean? You need one, right? You need one. Yes? Right, that's a theoretical read. Now, what's the problem with saying this? That either or. Right, that's what you're saying, right? That you could do bedika, you could do bittul, right? So one is, why don't you just do bittul, right? That's the practical problem. And there's a bigger problem, which is, it doesn't sound like, in the Gemara, like that's an option, right? In the Gemara, it sounds like you have a chiyuv to do bedika, right? So you could construct this as saying that either or, what? Is to say that that Rashi isn't actually describing the current reality. What is he describing? The theoretical reality. On a biblical level, you could do, right? You could have done either bedika or bittul to solve the d'oraita. Either rabbanan, you need both. But the Mishnah is describing the theoretical d'oraita. Who says that? Who explains Rashi that way? The Ran. Very good. Right. This is the Ran's explanation of Rashi. Right. Right, this is not Rashi. This is not Rashi. Fine. So, what does the Ran say, Kobe? Right, everyone open to the Ran. Right? That's fine. Anyone who has it, open it. Right, it's in the back of every Gemara, unless you're using the art scroll. Right? So, the Ran, who is the Ran? Rabbi Nissim, who is he? From when? From where? Who is he a student of? So he does, what we are going to look at now is a parish on the Rif. He also has independent parish on Shas and certain Masechtot. But he also writes a commentary on the Rif.
Okay, about it.
Yes.
He is biography.
He is what? 14th, but close enough. 1320 to 1380. Yes, he's a step. Okay. So, and he also writes a philosophical work, Treshot Haran. So he writes, Perish Rashi Zal. So this is Aleph Amad Aleph in the Rif. Perish Rashi Zal, Kadeshul Yavra. Doesn't the Gemara say bittul is sufficient? In the end of the day, you're always going to need bittul, because I'm reading Gemara, right? So there's a third Gemara that's relevant here, which is that what does it stand off? Vav. That even if you did bittul, even if you did bedika, you still need to do bittul. So it can't really mean either or, right? And since that's the case, hechi atya bedika kadeshul yavra love b'bal yira b'bal yimatze. How can you tell me that bedika solves the problem b'bal yira b'bal yimatze? Hello, pater nafshe below bittul. You always need bittul. Ubevittul lichude sagi, and nullification is sufficient. Yesh lomar, mi d'oraita b'chad minayu sagi. On a biblical level, either or. O bedika, o bebitul. Either bitul or bedika. The bedika luchudei na mi mahani. Because bedika itself also helps. Kedamrin la b'gimara. L'ora ner minalan. Upashtin la mikrai. The proof is that we quote psukim and of Zion. Alma de bedika na mi and biblically, if you did bedika, you don't need bittul. Hilchach Shapir Ikal Meimar Gibdika Ati Kadeshalo Yavra Lab Bal Yira. And therefore it makes sense to say that you need Bidika to avoid Bal Yira. Shamash it's Chamim Bitl Achar Habidika. Because that which the Chamim require, you do nullify it after you search. Eino Ela Midivrehem. That's only rabbinic. Shema Yimtza Giluska Yefefiya. Because then you might find a really nice piece of bread. So let's, for a second, understand the Ron. So the Ron says something wild. This is actually wild if you think about it, right? What is the... So first of all, textually, what he says is very surprising, which is that when the Gemara, when Rashi says, you need bidika, he means that the Mishnah isn't talking on the halachic level. It's talking on the theoretical level, right? But dirabanan, in fact, Rashi would agree with Tosfos, right? So textually, Ron is quite a chiddush, right? He's saying that what does Rashi mean when he says that the point of bidika is to avoid bal yira bal yimatze? It means in a theoretical world where there wasn't bittul, one could solve the problem of bal yira bal yimatze with bidika. But nowadays, since Chazal require bittul, you've already solved Bal Yira Bal Yimatze, and therefore La Halacha, Rashi will agree with Tosfos.
I don't understand.
Yes?
Tosfos says that Bittul is enough
to solve Bal Yira Bal Yimatze, right? And the Ron claims that's true. So, right, so the first hit is the Ron is textual, right? Is that what Rashi means that it solves Bal Yira Bal Yimatze is in a world in which Chazal hadn't required you to do Bittul, had you done Bidika, you would have solved Bal Yira Bal Yimatze using Bidika. But now it is that you need Bittul, Tosfos is correct, and you already solved Bal Yira, and the only reason to do Bidika is to avoid eating it. How's that for complicated? What? So that, this is the first chiddush of the Ron. Second chiddush is what Kobe asks. Wait a second. So which one is d'oraita? So but the Ron is actually even more radical than what I just said. What I just said is complicated enough. But the Ron is quite mechudas, because what is the Ron telling you about bidika? That it is a dirabanan. Bidika is what? Is a kiyu d'oraita. Meaning it's not a chiyuv d'oraita, right? Because I could do either bidika or bittul, but when I choose bidika, it fulfills a d'oraita. But what's the open question in the Ron? So it's a chiyuv d'oraita in a world without bittul. But what about in a world with bittul? Is it what? So he says, right, is it that there's still a kiyum d'oraita, or because I did bittul, there's no longer a kiyum d'oraita, and it's just to avoid eating. Not 100% clear on the Ron's. Correct. But because you're going to do bittul, now, the only thing is that you do it before you do bittul. Now, there's another problem I have to ask you on the Ron. This is what I asked Kobe and Mordechai. When the Ron says that at a biblical level, bidika is enough to avoid violating bal yira bal yimatze, what does he mean? When the Ron says that on a biblical level, doing bidika would be enough to avoid bal yira bal yimatze, what does he mean? I can think of at least two possibilities, one of which is not radical, and one of which is very radical. Okay, so again, if... Right, the Ram says that before the Torah, before the rabbis required bittul and bidika, you had a prohibition called bal yira bal yimatze. Yes? You had two solutions. You could either nullify it or search for it. Okay? Why, when you search for chametz, did that avoid violating bal yira bal yimatze?
Because if you've already looked.
Okay, so let's push it farther. Meaning what? I'll ask a leading question. Can I ask leading questions? I know I want to really get you to think, but let me ask you a leading question. Fine? Here's the theoretical question I want to ask. According to the Ran, you search for chametz as best as you can. But you missed something. You missed something. Right? You missed something. This happens. Right? Has it ever happened to you? You search, you search, you search, and then you find chametz. Yeah. I once literally found a loaf of bread. It was really bad. It was bad. What? How? So it was very simple. It was before Pesach, but after Chatzot already. Like literally right after I finished. A little bit less bad. It was really a pain in the neck. When I was living in Alon Shvud in the Kollel,
a loaf.
Well, in the Kollel.
What? You had a loaf.
A loaf. Yeah. So I, we would just keep. I assume some of you do this, right? That you keep all, like when you go shopping, you have all the plastic bags. If they charged you, whatever, before they charge for plastic bags, you just sort of keep all the plastic bags when you need it for, for garbage, right? Most people do this, right? So we had like a little pile of plastic bags that we did like that. And then at some point, Ora and I had gone out to eat at English Cake, which is mostly a bakery, but also like has a restaurant, right? And they give you like, the mini loaf of bread. And we had taken it back and I had not realized and I had thrown it in with all the plastic bags. So... Oh, it was definitely moldy and stale, but I went right before Mincha on Erev Pesach to get a plastic bag. I grab a plastic bag, and instead of being empty, there is an entire uneaten loaf. Mini loaf, but still a loaf of bread. Literally. It wasn't moldy. It was just stale.
My uncle.
Maybe it was moldy. I don't know. But it was... So what happens? According to the Ran, I searched, and I missed it. I missed it. So now what? According to the Ran, in a pre-Bittul world, I didn't do Bittul. I just did Bidika, but I missed something. Did I violate Bal Yirah, Bal Yematzeh?
What?
Why not?
But I didn't do Bittul. I did Bittul, but I found chametz.
But I missed something. I own chametz on Pesach. So this is what I'm asking. What does the Ran mean?
I don't think.
I'm asking this as a question. According to the Ran, do you think that in such a case, I didn't do Bittul, I did Bidika, but I missed something and found a loaf of bread. According to the Ran, did I or did I not violate owning chametz on Pesach? Why yes? Why no? No. Yeah, but why? So that's what I'm asking you. What does the Ran mean when he says that bidika is enough midaraisa? Good. So there's two ways of understanding the Ran, right? There's a very simple way of understanding the Ran, which is why does bidika solve the chametz problem? No, that's the less simple. You're jumping to the conceptually more interesting model, but and which might actually be right in the Ran. But okay, if I asked a guy off the street, why does Bidika solve the problem of owning chametz and pesach? Why would he tell me?
Because you want chametz.
You search for it, and therefore what?
You don't have it.
And therefore,
you won't find any pesach.
Well, see. You're all jumping to the conceptually more interesting model. But give me a less conceptually interesting model. The Torah doesn't say do bidika. The Torah says don't own chametz.
You probably don't have it if you look really hard.
Right. The simplest way of understanding the Ran is why does bidika solve the problem of owning chametz? Because you searched. You don't have. You got rid of whatever there was. You didn't have chametz. You didn't violate. Right? But what everyone else seems to think the Ran means is that no. Not that Bidika works because it practically gets rid of it. But the act of trying to get rid of it is either a bittul, right? Is itself an act of bittul. Or another formulation you gave me is it's anus, right? Which is, or give me another, right? So now we have a few formulations. Why would Bidika solve the problem of Bal Yirah Bal Yematzeh even if it turns out I missed chametz? So one possibility is that bidika and bittul aren't really that different. right? That bidika, one way of thinking about bidika is that the point of bidika is to practically get rid of chametz. The other is, by attempting to get rid of chametz, I have revealed that I don't want chametz, and therefore that affects a certain parallel path to bittul. Or another formulation, which is very popular in the Achronim. So Kobe says that doesn't make any sense to me. So his second model was anus, right? Your second model was anus, which is, listen, you violated, but you did your best. So anus rachmana patre, right? When you did something. Okay, but there is a third very intriguing conceptual possibility, which is that does Bal Yirah really mean don't own? Or what might it mean? No.
Very.
Right? Don't. Right? Don't act. Right? Don't act like or want to own. Because if you think it means this, don't act like an owner. Don't want to own it, then why does Bidika solve this problem? By searching out, you show you don't want to own it. Why would you think this? Because of a Gemara that I haven't shown you yet, which is one of the strangest lines in all of Shas, but it'll be a key to understanding much of this Masechta. These flies are driving me crazy. Which is what? One second. Why would I say this? That really, Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei is not an Isser to own. It's an Isser to want to own. Why would I say that? Why would I say anything crazy like that? Who told me they learned Tzachim before? It's a very dangerous thing to tell me you learned something, because that means you're responsible about it forever. Right?
Even if you learned like one...
So look on the bottom of Vav Amud Bet. Go back to Vav Amud Bet. No, different Gemara on Vav Amud Bet. It's one I didn't give you because I didn't want to overcomplicate it, but you've already overcomplicated, so now I'll make it complicated. Sorry. Right? Look at the bottom of Vav Amud Bet. Omar Rabbi Elazar. What does Rabbi Elazar say? Shnei Dvarim Einan Birshuto Shel Adam. V'asa'an hakatuv ki'ilu birshuto. There are two things in the Torah that are not actually yours, but the Torah treats them as if they were yours to make you liable. V'eluhen, and they are bor birshut harabim, a pit in a public space, that if you dig a pit in a public space, you don't now own the pit, but you are liable
if someone falls in.
V'chametz misheshot v'mala. And chametz after 6 hours. Why do you not own chametz after 6 hours? Because it's asur b'hana'ah. You can't benefit. It's asur b'hana'ah, right? And therefore, what does the Gemara say? That is it possible to say that Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei literally means that there's a prohibition to own chametz on Pesach? It's impossible because it becomes asur to benefit from. It loses all value, and if something has no value, it cannot be owned. And therefore, it is only as if you own it. Very good, right? So it could be that the Ran is saying something much more mechudash. Not that Bidika solves the problem of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei because practically you don't have chametz, but by going through the process of trying to root it out, even if you were unsuccessful, you have now shown that you don't want to act like an owner, right? And therefore, you don't violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei, even if you fail. I'm driving Mordechai crazy.
See, and this is why I tried not to make my board look like that, and very quickly, right, the board is...
Yeah.
We could get to Mechir's comments later, but we're not there yet.
No, you're selling it. What do you mean?
You're going to be selling it, but you're not.
Okay. So what do we have? So for Rashi, right? Possibility one, parallel to Rashi, that Bittol avoid Balyara Balyamatze, but maybe Vedika allows you to do the active Tashbidu. But that's not Rashi himself. Now he said, now maybe Bittol is limited to certain cases. So, Ron says that the case we're talking about is that at a biblical level, Bedika is necessary to avoid Balyara Balyamatze if you didn't do Bittol. Right? But Tosfot is right that if you did Bittol, you don't need Bedika. Now, the Chiddush textually of the Ron is that Rashi is writing at a theoretical level rather than a practical one. Right? He's saying, in the theoretical world where Chazal didn't require you to do Bedika and Bittol, Bedika would be a viable option instead of Bittol to avoid Balyara Balyamatze, right? So that's his textual Chiddush. His second Chiddush is that Bedika is a Kiyum D'oraita, right? Which is not obvious because you would have thought it's rabbinic. But the Ron says, what's rabbinic about it is that you have to do it. But in a non-rabbinic world, if you chose to get rid of chametz through bedika and biur, you would fulfill the mitzvah of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, right? And the third question we had in the Ron is, how does bedika solve Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh? So either can give the practical answer, which is, he's assuming a case in which you successfully get rid of all your chametz, and the reason it gets solved by your bayamatz is because there's no chametz, or maybe anos, right? Right, which is, you didn't get rid of it, but you did the best you can, so you're not responsible, right? Or the more conceptually interesting model is, wait a second, the Gemara says that it's impossible to actually own chametz, and therefore the prohibition to own chametz must not really be to own chametz, it must be to act like you own chametz, and if you searched it out to try to destroy it, even if you failed, that reveals that you understand that the chametz really isn't yours, and therefore it solves the problem of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. No, because by virtue of the fact that you let it be there, right, you are not denouncing ownership. If I search it out and try, right, now of course you'd have to define the exact parameters. Yeah.
Because
we're basically not having to be too. So then your case, right? And Rashi says that which is clearly passive. Right? This is like a parallel to Rashi. Right?
So here we're saying that Bittol takes care of passive.
Correct. But Bidika, which enables Bior, is necessary to fully fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbitu, right? Which is active. But Rashi doesn't say Tashbitu. He says Balyar Balyamatsu. Correct. Good. Who does say this? Is there someone who says a parallel to this? So not Tosfot. Does anyone say something like this? Something, right? This is what I call the parallel, but not Rashi. Does anyone actually say something like this? What? I don't know. I don't know what you've done. Oh, very good. The Mi'iri, right? This, the Mi'iri, right? Yes. What? Try again. Start again. Start your sentence again. There isn't room. You've got to be kidding me. The red that they put there is a permanent marker.
No, no, it's fine. Cover it, like color over it in a dry erase marker, and it'll come up. Cover it, like completely draw over it, like completely, the whole thing. And then I'll just wipe it out.
Interesting.
Well, that's a pain, but.
What?
It's a bit tedious because there's a lot of red there. I have no idea how it works, but it works.
Why did someone put a permanent marker with the dry erase?
Maybe like the balls of red.
There's a first aid kit nearby. Is there a first aid kit here?
Wow.
That's a
cool. Going with here, I'll just cover it all in marker.
Okay, yeah, anyways, yeah, while I'm doing this, yeah, what do you want to say? And this should scare you, that permanent marker, you take a little bit of pen sanitizer.
No, that's right? It's normal. It's completely normal.
It's
supposed to kill bacteria, so
it, yes,
it
should, and it does.
Everything.
And it kills you.
Well, it kills you from drinking. Well, it's supposed to kill viruses and bacteria, so it has to have some.
Yeah, okay. So what was the question? Yeah,
well, that's like our that should be 70%.
Vorbish, Arabim, and Chametz, yes?
Are
70%. I got some on the back of my phone. And on my hand. Nice.
Correct, it's halachically. Yes, 100%. No, 100%. Okay, we'll come back to it later, but okay, we're gonna leave Tosfot on the side right now, okay? Guys, we're gonna leave Tosfot on the side, okay? But let's just focus within Rashi, okay? Rashi says that, right? Bidika is to avoid Baal Yira'en, Baal Yilatzeh, okay? Yes? Right? And the question we want to ask, that Tosfos asked, is you did bittul, right? Yes? Right? Okay, good. So, model one, to explain it, now we've put a name to it, is the Rana, which is, right, at a rabbinic level, right? Level, you need bidika plus bittul, right? Bidika plus bittul, right? But the Mishnah is talking at the level where you need bittul or bidika. Yes? Okay? And now we said there are at least three chidushim in the Rana. One is textual, which is, right, which is what? That the Mishnah is theoretical, not practical. For Rashi, right? It's a textual chiddush,
okay?
Right, meaning the fact that the Ram thinks that Rashi is telling you what was true in the Doraita, but not nowadays, is novel. Okay, textual. Good. What was the second chiddush we had in the Ran? Is that bidika, right, while it's a chiyuv derabanan, fulfills a deoraita, right? And then the third thing we saw is that the Ran says that bidika prevents baal yira'en. And we said there are three ways of explaining the Rana, right? One is only if you actually find everything, right? That's what he means, right? Practically, if I find everything, that's why I didn't violate Baal Yira, right? The second possibility is closely related to this, which is if I searched and I missed chametz, I should violate, but because I did my best, honest rachmana patre, right? And the third, which is most conceptually challenging, is to say that baal yira'en isn't about ownership. It isn't about actually owning, but about
the intent,
right? But about, right, let's call it holding on to, right? holding on to Chametz. And therefore, right, the act of Bedika, right, shows I don't want Chametz. Right? Right? And that's quite mechudash. Right? That's a very novel claim. Right? That the reason Bedika fulfills the mitzvah, right, avoids Balyar Bali Matzah is because Balyar Bali Matzah isn't about owning. And therefore, even if I fail, I succeed. Right? Even if I fail to find all the chametz, the fact that I tried.
Three different than two.
So two is saying, I violated in principle, but God exempts me.
And three is just saying.
Right, meaning, onus, meaning.
Oh, three is saying you never.
Now, both of these say that in principle, Bali Yirah is about owning. Right? Possibility one is you did violate. Possibility two is you should violate, but God exempts you because you did your best.
And three is you never violated.
The third is, in principle, you didn't violate because Bali Yirah isn't about owning, it's about holding on to. And if I searched, then I didn't. Hold on to it. So this is the Ron's defense of Rashi.
From doing
ritual. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that when I read the poem.
Like, how is saying that searching for it shows that you don't actually want ownership different from ritual saying that's no longer yours, that's stuff? Like, that just seems like the same thing.
One second. Now, say it again.
The third option seems like bittul. Basically, when you do.
Yes, correct, 100%. That according to this,
by doing
the implication of this is that bidika almost equals. Almost equals bittul. Right? Almost equals.
I don't know if they're the exact same, because it'll depend. We have to define bittul, but is almost equal to bittul. Correct, 100%.
That this conceptual model, as Avi correctly says, implies that Bedika and Bittul are both accomplishing one thing, which is showing I don't want chametz. They may do it in different ways,
right.
But fundamentally, conceptually, they are the same, so or similar, close to.
Is,
yes?
Is?
Of? Ah! Okay. So Mordechai says, I have a twist! On this. I have a twist on this. Okay. So Mordechai says, wait a second. Right? Maybe you've got to change what you want and say, maybe it's not that Bedika and Bittul are the same. It's that Bedika and Bittul aim at the same goal, but Bedika is better. Right? Is better. Oh, who says that wildly mechudash shot?
I don't know.
Okay, so let's go back to our conceptual model that we said. Now, what does this remind you of? What does that remind you of? The conceptual model I called parallel to Rashi, right?
Wait, because
I'm going to erase it and move on, right? But what we called the parallel Rashi, okay, right? So we said, what's the parallel to Rashi, right? The parallel to Rashi is what? Right, what we called, right, not Rashi, but the parallel to Rashi is what? Is that what? That Bittul solves Bali Ra'eh, right? But Bedika is necessary for what? For Tashbitu, right? Which is active, right? This is passive, right? And this is, right? Tashbitu, which is active, right? We call this the parallel to Rashi, right? If this is the case, you could come up with a model like Mordechai said, which is, listen, Bittul and Bedika both accomplish the same thing, but Bedika does it better. Why does it do it better? Because it approximates Tashbitu more. Yes, it takes more initiative. So who says this? Right? Because what are you saying? Because then Bittul might be Mekayim Tashbitu, but it's not super Tashbitu, and therefore, if you want, right, it is somehow Mekayim Tashbitu better, or if you wanted to really bring it closer to Rashi, say it does a better job at fulfilling Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, that there are levels in how good you don't own Chametz, which is a little bit of a weird thing on a passive thing, but not impossible. So who says wild things like that? So let's look. Look, for example, at number 7. Rabbeinu David. Who's Rabbeinu David? Did anyone get to Rabbeinu David?
No.
Okay, well, then we'll do Rabbeinu David again. So Rabbeinu David is a Talmud of the Ramban. Okay, and he says like this. Me'ata kishibotchin. I'll take you in 1 second. Me'ata kishibotchin in a chametz. When you search for chametz, lo mishum chshasha shelo yavo la'achlo. Bodkin, you don't just do it to avoid eating. That's who, Tosfo. Elokidei lekayim mitzvah Torah shetzivta levaer et achametz. So is this exactly like Rashi, or is it a parallel? Parallel, right? Levaer, right? It's levaer, destroy, not to avoid bal yerah bal yematzeh, but levaer, which is tashbitu. I, the Gemara says that bittul accomplishes tashbitu. The Efshar Kimochen Al Yidei Bittul, you could do it through Bittul, because if I do Bittul, it's no longer in my property. And biblically, you could do either one. So far, who is this like? The Ron. So far, this is the Ron. Yes? We're not surprising. They're both from the same Beit Midrash. Right? More or less. Ella. Shetachkanat chachamim shelo yismoch al habitul. What is the nature of the chiyuv bedika? Chazal told you, even though midaraita you could use bittul alone, we obligate you not to rely on bittul alone. Why? Ela sheyaseh biur b'maaseh. Bittul, does bittul accomplish biur for the Ran, for the Rabbeinu David? Yes. But it's bittul shelo kipshuto. It's destruction legally, but not literally. And what? But ideally, you should do bidika, so yaseh biur bimaseh kipshato, that you should do it literally. And now watch this complete. This is where Rabbeinu David gets very fancy. And he says, oh, but why would you? What's the benefit of doing beer literally rather than legally? Yeah, that would be very nice, but watch what he does. He pulls a very fancy move. Kidei shelo yavo le'achlo. Because by doing beer literally, you prevent eating it. So what does Rabbeinu David do? Watch what he does, right? Rashi equals Tosva, right? They are saying the exact same thing, right? What? Right? He says this is how you understand Rashi, or a parallel to Rashi, right? Which is, midaraita, you have to get rid of your chametz. There are two ways to do that. Bittul, or bidika biur by searching for it, right? Bidika biur, right? Midaraita, both of them are sufficient to avoid bal yerah bal yematzeh, and both of them are sufficient to do tashbitu. But the choice to rely on bidika, even if you did bittul, is better because you won't come to eat it. And therefore, what is the nature of the mitzvah of bidika according to him? What? How does he, right? He combines Ran with Tosfot to equate Rashi and Tosfot. And he says, well, this is very complicated, right? But what does Rabbeinu David say? Right, Rabbeinu David is saying, listen, remember we already saw in the Ran that biblically you could do bittul or bidika, right? But now he explained, why did Chazal tell you to do Bedika? Because it's better to do Tashbitu actively. Why? Not because it's a better Tashbitu, but because it has the added benefit of making it hard for you to eat. Right? But, so what is Rashi saying? Do Bedika. Choose to do Bedika as the means by which you don't violate Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, so that you get the added benefit of also not being able to eat the chametz because it's out of your house. So fundamentally, he's saying when the Gemara says that you do Bedika to avoid eating it, it's not saying that's why you have Bedika. It's saying that's why Chazal tell you to rely on Bedika instead of Bittul to avoid Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, because it has the added benefit of making it that you can't eat it. And therefore, Rashi and Tosfot are basically the same thing. Because of this line, right? Where he adds that it's better to do it practically through Bedika on a Daraita level because you avoid... Right? And then you look at the next line. Uva oto habior. When you choose to use that bior, what do you do? Who yotzei yidei chavata u'bisra bal yirah bal yematzeh. And therefore, he takes the Ran and he says, add one little addition, and suddenly there's only one sheet. Everyone is saying the exact same thing, which is that at a biblical level, you could have avoided Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh either way, but it's better to do it actively just to avoid eating it. Yes, and welcome to the world of Rabbeinu David, right? See, Rabbeinu David is one of those people that we found the manuscript, who published it, and everyone's like, no, he's not a Rishon, he's an Achron, right? Like, this is a forgery. There are a lot of people who think Rabbeinu David is a forgery, that it's probably not. But there are people who are like, no, it's too lumdish. This clearly was a forgery by the person who published the manuscript, because it sounds too Achronish. Yes, sometimes that is true. Yes. Correct. And Rabbeinu David comes along and says, I have a very fancy conceptual model.
So according to him, Rashi said this opinion. And then Tosaf was like, yes, I also say this opinion. And I'm going to write a response to you.
Well, no. What he would say is Tosaf misunderstood Rashi.
That's quite a thing to say, though.
Yeah, he's a Rishon, he can do whatever he wants, right? That's fancy, that's very fancy, but, yes, I think.
In general, if you say you have a flight back home a week before Pesach, and you say, okay.
We're going to get to that.
After a week.
We're going to get to that.
I was going to ask you to do a bit more if
we're gonna,
you don't have time.
We're going to get to it. We're going to get to the time thing. That's a little bit later in the parak. We're going to get to it. Hold the time question for a little bit. Right. We're going to get to it. It's an explicit question to Gemara, so we're going to leave it for now. Okay. It's not. What he adds, conceptually, it's almost the same. You know, right, I mean, he basically takes the Ran one step farther, and he says, what you learn from the Ran is that Rashi is the same as Tosfot. No, he doesn't. Oh, I mean, sure, the Ran does go pretty close to that, if not quite. Okay, I want to see one more shita, and this is actually what Mordechai said, yes.
And that Bedika, like, why can't we just say that Bedika also solves it, like, legally? Why does it have to be that?
Why, say it again?
Why can it be that Bedika solves it legally? Why does it have to be split up between legally and actually doing it?
Well, because if you were just mavatel it, but it's still sitting there, you could eat it. 3 minutes lunch is here at Tehran. Doesn't affect me. Right? You can still practically eat it, and halachically, it doesn't exist. Okay. One more shita quickly, okay? Even though this is a pretty long one. But I don't think this is what Mordechai said. Mordechai, you were saying something different. What were you saying, which was beautiful conceptually? What were you saying? But so Mordecai wasn't saying this fancy thing. He was saying, listen, you don't understand. Me d'oraita, there's different levels of avoiding Bal Yirah. Technically, you didn't violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimaseh if you were mevatel, because now you don't own chametz. But maybe there's an extra value, either because of Tashbitu of destroying it, or because, I don't know, if Bal Yirah Bal Yimaseh is about holding on to it, the more actively I don't hold on to chametz, the more beautiful it is. Who says that? The Meiri. Okay, so look at the Meiri. Meiri says, V'afal pi shepir shum, even though Tosfot said nachon, he says, Tosfot is right, sort of. Ein sorach l'tchot perit risho. Right, he says, Tosfot is right, but Rashi isn't wrong. She'afal pi shedayo bivitul, even though technically bitul is enough, Ein zela eitza be'alma livatlo ulehafkiro, ad shlo ye karoi chamit shelo. That's only good advice to be mevatel it, because then practically you won't own it. It won't be yours. Aval ikar ha'inyan, but the main, primary, ideal way of doing this halacha is hu abdika, is searching, v'hotza min habayit, and taking out of your house, liv'aro min ha'olam, to destroy it. Sha'arei mitzad sha'adam ragilbo, because you're so used to it, hichmira Torah be'isur chametz, yoter mishar isurin liv'aro. Because chametz is something you're used to, the Torah is more machmir. And therefore what?
You need to do both.
Right? So now, what's he about to do? I'm going to stop here, because I want you to see where he's going, and we'll read the meeting. I want you to try to read it inside, and then finish the source sheet maybe next time. Yeah?
Basically, when he starts off saying that, but the Rashi is also good, then it says, Rashi is the best way to do it possible. It's an eighth of the Amalah that you should do.
Good, and why? But what? And why? But why would that be the case? You'll see in a second. But why is it the case that the Torah ideally wants you to be mekayim in the best possible way and destroy it? Where would you get the idea that you should ideally destroy it? Yeah, what does that bring us back to? Very good. Right, the Radbaz. Right, which is that Rabbi, the Rabbanan, where do they get their cues that by chametz we should go out of our way to do things in the most strict way possible? Because the Torah did it. Because the Torah did it. Good. So that's also yeast. Also Yetzer Hara. Yeah. Good. So next time what I want you to do is I want you to read the Meiri carefully, Rabbeinu Peretz, which is right afterwards, and all of this we haven't yet seen then I want you to look briefly at the question of the bracha, right? What the bracha points to, and then I gave you only one nafkamina to this question, because there actually is a nafkamina to Rashi and Tosfot. Nafkamina is a practical ramification of whether you think bedika is to avoid Bal Yirah Bal Yimaseh is about not eating it. Right? Exactly. But this is a very good nafkamina. Sometimes nafkaminas are not so good, because you're like, this happens, and there are a lot of nafkaminas that I'm not sure about. But the one that I gave you is the one that Tosfot himself tells you on Daf Yod Amud Bet, this is a nafkamina between me and Rashi. And that's the Mishnah on Yod Amud Bet with okay? And then I want you to keep in the back of your mind, I know I told you to see the Mishnah in the second parak. What?